Mr. Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N, first name F-A-Y-S-T-I-N-O, 11-11-72. Today is the 24th of May. Chief complaint, I'm here for a physical, number one. Number two, patient has a long list of issues and problems that he's been having for some time, which includes leg pain, arm pain, especially after playing baseball. He's concerned about his liver. At one time, he was told that he might have a fatty liver. Next number is concerned about size of his testicles. He was on testosterone replacement one time because he says his size was small, in quotation, which I think was more likely related to low testosterone level, but nevertheless, he's concerned about this. Also having some BPH symptoms from time to time. Also, he feels like his neck is swelling up when he exercises, and concerned about palpitation when his heart gets around 170 to 175, period. Our patient is a 49-year-old gentleman, married, three kids. He doesn't smoke, never been a heavy smoker. He drinks very little. He works in an oil field company. He does a lot of physical activity. He used to play baseball when he was younger. He likes to get back to playing baseball, but has concern about his body and issues and doesn't want to hurt his body when he plays baseball. Allergy, non-drug allergy, medical medications, none, medical problems, history, hypogonadism a couple of years ago, but he's been off of testosterone at this time, surgery, no recent surgery or distant surgery, social ETOH use, no smoking, married, three kids, works at an oil supply company, family history, positive for diabetes, hypertension, no colon cancer, positive stroke. He's 5'10", 208 pounds. Oh, wait a minute. Immunizations up to date, review of system as above. He's 5'10", 208 pounds, 98%, 98.5, 16, 61, 127 over 85. Heart positive, stone positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows no rash, arm requested with hand lesion, logical, non-focal. Assessment as far as his arm and leg pain is concerned, we looked at it via ultrasound today to make sure there was no evidence of DVT or PVD, none was found. Next number, we looked at his liver because of fatty liver history of. I did not see any evidence of fatty liver. Next number, he has lost about 10 pounds, which could have made a difference in the appearance of the liver under ultrasound. Next number, because he wants to start exercising vigorously and get his heart rate to about 180 to 190. We looked at his heart because of palpitation. He had a very normal heart on the echocardiogram. He has no chest pain or symptoms of angina. Next number, we looked at his carotid because of family history of stroke. No evidence of occlusion was noted. Next number, he is concerned about the size of his testicles. We looked at his testicles to make sure there were no nodularity or fluid collection. None was noted. His size is very appropriate for age. Next number, check testosterone level in face of low testosterone in the past. Next number, family history diabetes. We talked about how to prevent that with weight loss and activity, just like he's doing now. Next number is ETOH, is very moderate. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the neck, noted because he's concerned about pulsating masses, in quotation, in his neck when he exercises. And there's no lymphadenopathy. The carotids look completely normal. I assured him that's normal. And that's probably because of the level of exercise he's involved in. Next time is gastroesophageal reflux, no sign of very infrequent pain, on no medication once, no workup, except for the ultrasound that we did today to look at his kidney, liver, and gallbladder, which were all within normal limits. Next time is blood pressure stable. Next time is continue with his activity level. Next number, everything was explained to the patient at length before leaving the office. Next time his blood work was obtained. Next one, we'll call him with the results in 1 week. Thank you.